calling my name. Riding the range over mountains and plains, searching for answers I need in my life. There's so many things I don't understand, and I know for sure that my God has a plan. Whatever I like, I know I can ask God. On Settlers Ranch, running the questions, trapping home answers. On Settlers Ranch, Silver and Canaan, I need wisdom. God is the one to ask. On Settlers Ranch. Wide open spaces are calling my name. Riding the range over mountains and plains, searching for answers I need in my life. So many things I don't understand, I know for sure that my God has a plan. Whatever I like, I know I can ask God. On Settlers Ranch, grabbing home answers. On a little ranch, loving the measure, I need wisdom. God is the one to ask. On a little ranch, anyone who likes wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives to all generously and without criticizing, and it will be given to him. On Settlers Ranch, running the questions, driving home answers. On Settlers Ranch, government leader, I need wisdom. God is the one to ask. On Settlers Ranch.
The sun is shining in Big Sky Country. So rise and shine, rise and shine.
Come on, Samantha. You've had plenty of beauty sleep. Now we got big adventure planned for today.
What was all that noise?
Well, my dear, it's yours truly, and that was a serenade. And I'm going to keep on singing till you're fully awake. So rise and shine.
Please, stop, Mr. Lenny. I'm awake. See, wide awake. I'll be right out. Just don't sing anymore, please.
All right, Samantha, you got exactly 2 minutes. I'm going to feel inspired to make a joyful noise unto the Lord again.
Yeah, I love horseback riding. I'm ready to go.
Me too. I mean, what about your sister, Samantha?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot that she actually was with me in the tent last night. She's not big on being outside. Anytime she heard the leaves crunch, she thought it was a bear.
I ain't seen no grizzly around here in years. Maybe a mountain lion or two, but no bears. Hey, it's about time for breakfast, and we don't want to make Elaine we don't want to be late, because she picked up some good old country eating this morning. I tell you, Danielle, how about leading everybody to the mess hall, will you?
Yes, sir.
Last night was really weird. Satan even woke me up saying that she heard growling.
I told you that growling was taking it too far, Brandon.
I was like, grrr.
Oh no, I just heard a bear again. Run for your life. It's got me. It's got me.
Samantha, there's no bear.
Here's your bear. Pretty scary, huh?
I was just joking around. They told me that camping wasn't your thing, and I haven't met anyone who doesn't like being outside and stuff.
So what if I don't like camping? So what if I do hate bugs? What if I don't like bears and sleeping on the ground and smell like moldy socks? I don't have to be like everybody else. I don't have to do everything you do. No matter what you say, I'm me and I'm okay with it.
Wow, that was intense.
I said Samantha knows who she is.
You know what I am? Hungry.
Me too.
Then let's hurry. The sooner we eat, the sooner we can ride horses.
I forgot about the horses. I'm going to survive this week. I am. Horses, why ride them when you have cars?
Just give it a week and you'll forget it ever happened.
A whole week? Are you kidding me?
Nice one, bro. That should really help the situation.
Do you want anything? A bottle of water?
What I really want is a vacation.
I thought this was your vacation.
Do you see a couch anywhere? Do you feel an air conditioning?
No.
And this is no vacation for me. Dear God, thank you that I didn't fall off a big cliff today and that my horse was slow and old. Please let me live through this vacation.
Are you serious? You're going to pray about something as silly as this?
Brandon, how many times do I have to tell you that God cares about anything and everything?
My mom even prays for the parking spot near the front. And when she does it, she is sure God just wants her to get more exercise that day.
But why would God care about that?
Because God cares about people, about me, and about them, and about you.
Why would this big, huge God who made the whole world care about that, what you think or what you feel? You're really small in comparison to the entire world, like a tiny bug.
A bug? Where? Where is it?
You seriously need to chill out. There are no bugs on you. I repeat, no bugs.
Ew. My legs.
Look, God even cares that Samantha's afraid of bugs.
What? You've got to be kidding me.
I'm serious. The Bible says that God even knows how many hairs are on your head. With my dad, he doesn't have to keep count anymore, but he knows how many hairs fell out.
Yeah, it's really true. God knows what we need because he cares so much.
Don't worry, Brandon. You're going to figure this out. Last one to the mess, I'll have to sweep out the tents.
Hey, wait up. Don't you guys care about me?
Lord was sure looking after you today, Brandon. You sure took a tumble in those tumbleweeds. Them little buggers stick to you, don't they? Hey, now, that reminds me of a song.
Drifted along with a tumbleweed.
You really don't have to do that.
Tumbleweed! Thank you, kids. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I think some of that tumbleweed got stuck in my teeth.
You know, Brandon, this wouldn't have happened if you were on my kind of vacation.
Mr. Lenny told you not to get too close to the edge. You should be glad that all you got were a few scratches.
You really had me scared, man.
I had a light flash before my eyes. It was weird.
What did you see?
I saw us talking yesterday and remembered you guys telling me how God cares and everything.
Now, there's something to a moment like that. A man really sees things different when he's staring in the face with danger.
It really made me think about everything Danielle has been saying to me this past year. Now, I think I want to find God. I mean, if he'll let me find him.
Of course he will. He was looking for you first.
Sounds like you need to learn your ABCs.
I hardly think this is the time for bringing up school, Mr. Lynn.
Well, I know you're right, Sammy, but I'm talking about God's ABCs.
Sorry, Mr. Lynn, but I'm not following you here. What do you mean?
The ABCs of becoming a Christian. A, you got to admit that you're a sinner. It all starts there. And B, you got to believe Jesus Christ is God's Son and accept His gift.
What gift?
His gift for forgiveness.
And C, you got to confess and tell others that you would have faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord.
That doesn't sound so hard, does it?
Actually, no.
Hey, Brandon, I just thought of something. All people are like tumbleweeds until they accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Without Jesus in their lives, they're just dried up and blown around by the wind.
Hey, now, that's inspired, Bailey. I'm going to remember that one. Come on, kid, let's help our friend here get cleaned up and get these weeds off of him. I don't think he's going to want to be a tumbleweed anymore.
Like that tumbleweed.
How are you feeling, Brandon?
My shoulder is a little sore, but I feel like a new person.
That's because you are.
Hey, look at those stars. They're awesome. No wonder this place is called Big Sky Country.
I actually just now heard you say that you like something that's outside.
Being outside isn't all bad. I think stars are cool.
They are. And how cool is it to be friends with the one who made stars?
It's cool. Maybe I'll be an astronaut to fly to the moon, and I'll grow up. Maybe that's what God has planned for me.
Maybe God wants me to be a scientist, and I'll discover the cure for some really bad illness. Remind me to renew my library card. I got a lot of reading to do.
Well, I plan to be a missionary when I grow older. I'll go to Africa and teach people about Jesus. I'm not afraid to face a lion in the jungle.
Well, you be sure to send me a postcard because I doubt I will ever visit you. Africa is a very outside kind of place.
Listening to you guys talk about what God has planned for you makes me wonder if He has a plan for me. How will I know what God wants me to do?
You ask Him to show you, and no matter what it is, He wants you to be like Jesus.
Okay, you gotta explain that one. You told me that Jesus walked on water, He made a bunch of fish and bread multiply, and He rose from the dead. How in the world can I be like Him?
You can live your life like Him, you know, go to church, pray, care for people. You don't have to perform miracles.
When you become a Christian, you'll start to think in a different way.
You start to choose to be more like Jesus.
I'm starting to see what you're talking about. So no matter what God's plan for me, He wants me to be like Jesus. Danielle, pass a marshmallow and tell me more stories. I've got a lot to learn.
No one ever lived like Jesus. No one ever cared like Jesus. No one ever loved like Jesus. No one touched the world like Jesus. And I will give my life, I will give my all. I just wanna be like Jesus. Whatever I must face, I'll bow my head and pray for grace to be like Jesus. Like Jesus.
Hey, Danielle, will you help me put out this fire?
Where? A fire? Where am I? Get the rope off me.
Ma'am, why don't you take a seat?
Very funny, you guys are cold. And at least I can count on Samantha to be nice.
Are you kidding? This was her idea. She's the world's best prankster. One time I woke up with green streaks in my hair.
Well, it came out, didn't it?
After 3 days and 2 bottles of shampoo, I had to take retakes of my school pictures that year.
Well, it just gave you the time to pick out something better to wear.
Okay, I think I've heard enough about shampoo, hair, and girl clothes.
So what are we going to do tomorrow?
Mr. Lenny says the fly fishing here is amazing.
Are you telling me that this place has fish that can fly? I am so not going on that trip. No way. Unless I can take a tennis racket and swap them out of the air.
You really need to get out more seriously.
Fly fishing is when you use a little fake fly and you throw it like this.
And has no one ever thought that it looks totally strange?
Well, strange or not, that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow.
It sounds great to me.
All right, kids, we're ready to hit the hay.
You know catching some Z's?
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm not shutting my eyes and catching anything. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to bed. Good night.
Samantha, what's taking you so long?
No one's asking you to ride a horse this time.
Why are you wearing all that?
Do you think we're going scuba diving?
You said fishing, and that means water. I'll need to float in the water.
Well, we're going to be in the water up to our knees.
You can never be too careful. I even brought bug spray for the flies.
Well, Samantha, you make me think we're in Florida today.
Sammy is prepared for everything.
Well, my dear, it's going to be a challenge for you to get on that horse today.
We get to ride horses again?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good grief. Can I sit on my pillow this time?
Now, come on, kids. Let's get in the saddle and go enjoy some of God's country. Wide open spaces are calling my name. Over the range and mountains and plains.
I bet you forgot your earmuffs, Samantha. Spaces are calling my name, riding the range over mountains and plains, searching for answers I need in my life. There's so many things I don't understand, but I know for sure that my God has a plan. Whatever I like, I know I can ask God. On Sabbath's ranch, Cyrus Ranch, covering whenever I need wisdom, God is the one to ask on Cyrus Ranch. Open spaces are calling my name, ride on the range over mountains and plains, searching for answers I need in my life. So many things I don't understand, but I know for sure that my God has a plan. Whatever I like, I know I can ask God. On Sabbath Ranch, driving on a question, driving home answers. On a rich ranch, somewhere where I need wisdom, God is the one to ask. On Sabbath Ranch, anyone you like wisdom, he should ask of God, who loves to all, generously and not criticizing. Wisdom, God is the one to ask on Sabbath Ranch. Sabbath Ranch, round up questions and home answers. Sabbath Ranch.
As Dr. Hearn comes up, we're fixing to sing our hymn invitation, but I wanted to remind y'all, this evening at 6 o'clock, we'll start lining up. Come up, kids, y'all come a little early, and we'll line up so you can meet your teachers and get in your classes, and we'll figure out who's going to carry the flag and the Bible in. So Miss Casey is our worship leader, and in your bulletins, you will see, can I borrow this real quick, Miss Schilling? This is a bookmark. This is just a prayer guide. Throughout the week, there's five different prayers that you can pray for the kids each night, and the volunteers too, because they'll need your prayers. This is something for you to just put in your Bible throughout the week, and just keep us in prayer if you're not going to be here. If you want to do something and don't have the energy to chase kids, this is what you can do. Just pray for us. And Again, I'd like to thank all those who volunteered to teach and cook and come up with games and ride buses and everything else. But I couldn't, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. This is an outreach to the community to kind of build up our Sunday school program. And the kids will go home with information about Sunday school each night. So we want to thank Betty Lamb for putting those bookmarks together. Those will go out to the kids this week. But again, keep us in prayer. And Mr. TJ, thank you for the musical. And kids, y'all did a great job. Y'all did a great job. So thank you.
Yes. Yes, thank y'all very, very much. Thank all the workers, those who helped, even some in the balcony, who helped with this today. And I think the message is there. The message is out there. Admit, believe, and confess. That's been the message from the beginning. That's the message the children have shared with us today, and that's a message that we need to share with each other, not just this week, but throughout all of our lives. To admit, to believe, to confess, and then, as they said, live like Jesus. So I do thank you all, and I thank everyone who has come today to worship. I thank each one of you who have, as Chris said, volunteered to teach and to do other things, recreation, crafts, all kinds of other opportunities to share with the children. And I thank you all for your faithfulness and for coming and sharing with us this morning. As we close our service this morning, I would invite you to take a hymnal and to turn to hymn number 589. Here I am, Lord. As we think about what the children have shared in message today, and it is a message, and as we think about our own opportunities and responsibilities to become and live as part of God's family here on earth. And as we sing this song, which says, "Here I am, whatever you want, whatever you need, you're the Lord of the universe, here I am, Lord." Our altar is open for any decision anyone would make, whether it's a first-time public profession of Christ as Lord and Savior, whether it is to join with this fellowship and not only worship here, but serve here and from here into the community, or just to recommit ourselves to living out this message, whether we ride saddles. I really thought a good line might have been with fly fishing. Where do you find hooks small enough to catch flies? Sorry. But we do invite you, as we sing, "Here I am, Lord," to make those commitments to God. Hymn number 589.